Lori Thomas, Customer Marketing Manager with Syngenta.
All right, Lori. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about saluting the Garst Seed brand and the whole legacy of the Garst brand. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'd be happy to. We've had a few changes here at Syngenta in the last couple of months. It really actually started in 2011 as Syngenta began to organize itself really to align the crop protection, seed care, seeds business all together to provide a very holistic whole acre approach. And to support that most effectively, we've also built our dealer network. So our now known as Syngenta Seed Advisors are also aligned to position themselves with that overall strategy to be able to provide a clear and whole acre approach to every acre. And as part of that process, we looked at those Syngenta Seed Advisors before were selling either Garst or Golden Harvest corn brands. And one brand seemed to be the best approach to really help them move forward in and with their new identity. We chose Golden Harvest brand name because of how descriptive that word was to how and what farmers hope to experience, which is a bountiful harvest of golden grain. In the process of that, our move away from the Garst brand, while it won't have the strength of presence in the market, we wanted to take some time really to reflect on that legacy, the legacy that Garst brought, Roswell Garst brought to U.S. agriculture, and what that means for the Syngenta Seed Advisor moving forward.
Well, tell us a little bit about the history of Garst Seeds.
Yes, so Garst, Roswell Garst partnered actually with Henry Wallace back in the late 20s and early 30s with the development of hybrid seed corn and actually how they would take that new technology to market. Roswell had, a passion for helping growers learn more and get more from every acre, and he actually began working with farmers, moving from farm to farm, introducing the new technology, encouraging them to plant it, try it, and then share the technology with their neighbors. So if you will, really the beginnings, the formulations and the beginning of a farmer-dealer network of influencers sharing new technologies with each other. And that that history continued for many, many years. Roswell Garst and the Garst family were the Western distribution arm for Pioneer up until the early 80s when they formed their own seed company and continued on to deliver those innovative new products specifically seeking out and understanding what growers' needs are and providing the best remedy they could.
And how did Garst participate? It's interesting the history regarding how Garst was involved in bringing corn cultivation into the Soviet Union. That's really interesting.
Yes, very much so. He did not limit his thinking to how U.S. farmers could increase and grow more. He actually transcended borders, if you will, and looked to interact with the then Soviet Union in terms of advocating the adoption of modern farming methods. To the point, he developed a very strong friendship with Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. Khrushchev came to the U.S., visited the Garst family farm in the 1950s, which caused a little bit of a uproar with media and others. It was a time when there weren't great relations between the Soviet Union and the U.S. But that also, Elizabeth and Roswell also went to Russia and took and shared learnings back and forth with the ultimate goal of helping us grow more across the entire world. And I think that really fits well. We build on that within Syngenta, that thinking, that approach to how we can get more out of every acre across the world is part of what Syngenta's purpose is, bringing plant potential to life and really helping growers everywhere grow more, and grow more now with less resources.
Well, it's been almost 10 years since Syngenta acquired the Garst brand. How has that developed over since 2004?
Well, Syngenta has focused itself on being able to have the full portfolio of products, whether it be crop protection, seed care, and seeds. The acquisition of the Garst brand, as well as the acquisition of the Golden Harvest corn brand, allowed them to build the broadest and most diverse genetic pool from a corn seed perspective in the industry. So combining the unique genetics that came through the Garst legacy business, the unique genetics that came through the Golden Harvest, and what already existed within the NK portfolio, our researchers have been able to combine those genetics. Of course, any research and development effort takes a number of years for the fruits of those combinations to really start to appear, and that's what we're seeing now with the strength of the corn seed lineup moving forward in either Golden Harvest or NK, but the fruits of that investment are really paying forward now with high-yielding corn genetics, the leading trait portfolio in the industry, and wonderful opportunities or options for growers as they think about diversifying the corn seed hybrids that are on their farm.
So it's really the whole point of this, as you're rebranding the Garst and Golden Harvest corn seed brands, to let growers know that the legacy of Garst is not forgotten. It's just moving on forward.
Absolutely. I mean, we are continuously evaluating, you know, how we can best serve customers, and what our dealer force looks like. But our ultimate focus is that of the trusted advisor, what Roswell Garst really and the Garst family epitomized in terms of making sure that we are focused on our growers' needs. We're bringing them the latest and newest technologies. We're working with them on their farms so they can experience it and share their learnings and their insights with others. So it is building on the heritage and the tradition of what the Garst family brought to the industry, and carrying that forward into the future.
Well, tell us what growers can expect to see this summer with the new logo and the new numbering system for the Golden Harvest hybrids.
Yes, it's exciting. You'll see the new Golden Harvest signs that will be up, incorporating a new logo that brings really elements from the Garst legacy as well as Golden Harvest legacy, combining colors of blue and orange with an innovative sort of new symbol. We are adopting the naming structure of the Garst hybrid, so how the Garst hybrids were named in terms of their hybrid identifier as well as the trait identifier will be on the new signs this summer. So farmers who have planted Garst or Golden Harvest in the past, they'll be seeing these new signs, new numbering systems, and their seed advisors will be helping them to know which products they can look forward to planting this fall and moving forward.
What are the ways that you're using to get this information out to growers?
Well, we've been doing some announcements, either press releases, some new advertising. Our seed advisors are very active in contacting their existing customers, as well as prospective new customers that we hope will give our Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans a try. Also on our website, syngentaseeds.com, they can learn more about the changes that we're making, the progress we're making towards the future, how we'll be structuring and naming things moving forward. So very exciting. We also anticipate using our field days this summer and the farm show circuit to continue to share the story.
Lori, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we've covered the background there extremely well. We're excited about the momentum moving forward, of course, with a rich history like the Garst brand brings, we certainly wanted to make sure that we took time to reflect on that and to pay tribute to that.
All right, very good. And growers who want to know more can visit SyngentaSeeds.com. Follow Syngenta on Twitter at SyngentaUS and on Facebook as well at Facebook.com/FarmAssist. And thank you very much. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.